We're joined right now by Odyssey insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, how's the podcast going, man?
It's going well. We did well last night. Previous Thursday night and Monday night, we absolutely crushed it. Last night, we were profitable. Could have used Zach Taylor, actually, you know, not conceding the entire second half. Like, maybe letting Browning throw. Like, what's going on at the end of that game where Denver's playing prevent, you throw the ball a couple times. Like, if you just want to quit, just run the ball, and punt. You throw it, you get into fourth and second, or fourth and two, and then you decide to punt rather than try to execute some semblance of a two-minute offense because you haven't scored in, like, 3 weeks. I don't know. I thought we could get 10 points out of the Bengals last night. Shame on me. But no, it's going well. You guys can check it out on all the places that they told you there on the read.
That's great to hear, man. The Ravens, obviously we have to start there. Lamar Jackson is out. They're banged up all over the place. Roquan Smith is out. Ronnie Stanley got banged up. Marlon Humphrey got banged up. How much faith do you have in them rebounding, respawning at any point? I mean, they have a desperate Texans team coming up next as well. Looking bleak for the Ravens.
Yeah, I think they're in a lot of trouble. This is a must-win game because they get the Rams after that. And you can go back and look at the heights of this defense under Mike McDonald in the season where he ends up, you know, getting his pick of a couple different head coaching jobs. Sean McVay came into town in a rainy, like, late November day, and it was cold, and that's a dome team, and it was a 1 o'clock kickoff, and he did whatever he wanted to do against that version of a Ravens defense, and this ain't that. So that's what's looming, and then a bye, and then, you know, they get Chicago, which Caleb Williams might run for 125 yards on them. So, no, I think they better find a way to beat the Texans. You know, they want to complain about injuries and hide behind injuries. Like, dude, Ronnie Stanley couldn't get paid anywhere else because of his medicals. Like, you brought him back and you got him at a cheap rate because of his medicals. I mean, his career almost ended 3 years ago because of an ankle injury. Like, the fact that Ronnie Stanley is hurt and that it's a lower ankle type thing, I mean, that's part of why you got him where you got him. You know, some of these other guys, like, I think it just became a triage unit. Like, I think Harbaugh was like, get some of these guys off the field. Like, it's a joke with them. We can't risk any more injuries. But my favorite play of Sunday at WannaBet was Kansas City money line. Like, they don't beat Kansas City in the best of times. They sure as hell ain't beating them in the worst of times. And Andy Reid could have ran it all day on them. Like, he could have got under center with Pacheco and run it all day for 6 and 7 a carry. He just decided, I'm going to use this to inflate Mahomes' number. Like, let's let Pat throw for 4 or 5. Like, I'll save the rehabbing of the run game against some other Jamokes. Like, could I run it all day? Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Let's get Patty to throw 4 or 5 today. So they did it that way. No, they've got major issues on defense, and everybody and their mom came on my radio show for 6 months this offseason and told me DaCosta's the best GM in the league and it's the greatest roster in the league. And I said, well, if you don't have a fourth quarter defense and you don't have any closers, you don't have any natural pass rushers. Oh, and what happens if Madubuike gets hurt? Because they sat out a generational D tackle draft. Steelers grabbed a D tackle early, sat out a generational D tackle draft. So wait, Michael Pierce isn't here anymore. What happens if Madubuike gets hurt? Why aren't they re-signing Clowney? What about Za'Darius Smith as an extra inside pass rusher to help in sub packages? Oh, you don't need that because you got Mike Green? All right.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, whenever we have this conversation on Tuesday in November, will we be seeing the same AFC North standings with the Steelers being at the top of the list? Do you believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers, or are the Pittsburgh Steelers just lucking out by how bad the division has been?
Well, I mean, look, yes, when you're looking at a team through the sort of telescope of the division, you have to factor in who else is there and what their injury situation is, and are they front runners, or do they overcome adversity? Do they cave when things get tough, or do they bow up? Yeah, like last night, I did a little three-team futures parlay. Rams to win their division, Eagles to win their division, Steelers to win their division at plus 820. You can still get 2-1. Now, some books have taken the market down because of all these injuries with the Ravens and especially Lamar. But if you could still get 2-1. Like, I think I got it at plus 230 on Pittsburgh to win the division. Now, I'm already sitting on tickets at plus 150 Pittsburgh to make the playoffs. You know, I'm sitting on tickets Pittsburgh to finish first, Baltimore to finish second in the division. You know, so – do I have biases already, I guess, towards the markets not favoring the Steelers like they should? Because whatever you want to say about them, they win more regular season games than they lose. And now with the Bengals being a joke and the Browns don't have an offense, like could the Browns beat the Steelers 9-6? Like maybe. But that's probably what it's going to take. And then looking at this situation with the Ravens where the bottom may fall out, yeah, I think a pretty, you know, pedestrian Steelers team could win that division.
Jason, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. There he goes, Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason is the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet? Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcast or watch it live daily on Jason's X account.